Let's do this, the Cult of Hockey podcast by the faithful and for the faithful. I'm David Staples of the Edmonton Journal, and I'm here today with sharp-eyed Bruce McCurdy. Welcome, Bruce.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
We are doing our evaluation of every Oilers player, and we're rating them on keep, hold, or fold. Today, we're looking at defenseman, utility defenseman, Kevin Gravel. Bruce, let's talk about his good things. What's your good thing about this player?
My good thing is that he's basically exactly what you want in a seventh defenseman. They signed him on July 1st to a one-year deal, $700,000. So basically very close to the league minimum. In that, they got a guy that they could leave in the press box for lengthy periods of time without hampering his development. And at the same time that they could call down to play when needed and he could deliver a solid, reliable, if limited, game.
Okay. My good thing about Kevin Gravel is he was a pretty, like for a bottom pairing defenseman, he wasn't a bad defensive defenseman. In his own zone, wasn't getting walked constantly, wasn't turning over the puck. He wasn't Brandon Manning. He wasn't Alex Petrovic. Like some of the guys the Oilers had on third pairing, you couldn't count on. But you could with Kevin Gravel. He was okay. He generally, you know, he could get beat because he doesn't have great physical tools. But he was fairly reliable in his own end, a sound kind of positional defender in his own way, big guy, not tough in any way. But he'd get in your way, he'd block your way to the net. And as Hitchcock would put it, he'd keep his man in front of him in the defensive zone. So that's what I liked about his game. What's your bad thing?
Well, the bad thing is that his value contract, such as it is, has expired. 700K, they're either going to have to re-up the guy, which I doubt that they'll be able to, or they're going to have to go out and find another guy like him, which is not an insurmountable problem by any means. But this is one guy you kind of wish they'd sign to a two-year deal instead of one. But there's so many big contracts in front of him, I don't see him coming back here.
Don't you think he just signed for the same amount, though?
Maybe.
Yeah, like, I mean, so this is going to be, we'll get to this question in a second here.
We sure will.
All right, my bad thing is like, on a team of really weak passers of the puck from the blue line, Gravel was among the worst. I mean, Brandon Manning was probably the worst. Petrovic was really bad. Jason Garrison wasn't up to much. and then the top guys weren't much better than that. Like, but Gravel's was at the low end of that. He doesn't have good on-ice vision, doesn't have any kind of shot. He's not a slick passer. He's not any kind of decent passer. It's hemmed in his own end because of this, and that this is a real problem, the Oilers generally, and he was a major part of the problem. And if you're going to have, I think, a utility defenseman, I think that you want to err on the side of one who can move the puck this year. That's going to be my vote. Instead of Kevin
Gervais. You'd rather have Johan Ovitu?
Exactly. Then,
yeah.
Or even Weidman. Like Ovitu, Weidman. Like that would have been the better pick. Weidman got off on a bad foot because he made some mistakes early on, but I think he would have been a better pick going forward, honestly, than keeping around Gravel or Petrovic or Manning, like these big clunkers. Okay, your number.
My number is 23, and that's the consecutive number of games that Gravel sat out down the stretch of the season when Andre Secker got back in game 59. Gravel joined Alex Petrovic in the press box, and there he remained until finally in game 82 he got in when Milan Lucic couldn't go and they went with seven defensemen for the one last game. And to his credit, he came out of that after that long, rusty delay and played a half-decent game, and I think that's the kind of thing you can count on this player. But I do think that lack of opportunity down the stretch will have him looking at some other organization for a chance next year.
My number is 19. And on the Edmonton Oilers player rankings, which I do once a month through the year, and I rank them against each other, like 1 to 25 players or however many are on the roster at that time. Gravel finished 19th. So he was ahead of Petrovic, Garrison, and Manning, but behind every other defenseman, considerably behind every other defenseman on the team. He was just he was right at the same right there with Milan Lucic in the lineup for it. So that's not a very high ranking. It's about where you'd expect the seventh defenseman to be.
Well, yeah. Maybe but he's in the top 20, he's doing all right, because a lot of nights he's, you know, he's not
in the top 15. He's back on the, he's on the team next year.
Yeah.
If he's a, even maybe a few points higher, he's on the top, he's back with the team. So in terms of hold, in terms of keep, hold, or fold, where are you?
I'm in the hold camp in that I think you have to sign either this player or another roughly similar player, although I kind of do share your feelings that a more mobile depth defenseman might be in order. I guess it depends on how else they plan to populate their defense crew. Having another slow, non-puck moving defenseman on this team that had trouble moving the puck wasn't exactly complimentary. Yeah. So I'm on the whole leaning to fold, and I think he's gone. He's a UFA.
I'm definitely in the fold camp.
Mm-hmm.
They need, God, they've got to improve their puck moving on the blue line, and he can't do it. So why would you keep him? Like, they're just,
yeah,
you can't tell me you can't. Like, Joel Persson is coming from Sweden. He's 25, I think, this coming year. Come on. He can't be your seven. He's a veteran guy. Like, maybe you're going to have him in the AHL for a month, but Ethan Bear then can be your seventh defenseman. Plus you have, okay, so you have Caleb Jones, William Lagesson, and Ethan Bear. They're all 22, 23 years old. Bear and Jones have been in the AHL 2 years. Lagesson's 23 next year because he played pro in Sweden. These guys are all ready. So you're going to get your sixth, seventh D-man, possibly. They've done a lot of developing already in the AHL. I mean, I think you can make an argument for having Ethan Bear or Caleb Jones or Lagesson in the seventh defenseman role and moving it, rotating with the other guy. Have one in this year six and one as a seven and see who does better to start the year if Persson needs a couple months in the AHL. So there's just all of these options within the team already that are better than Kevin Gravel. All those guys move the puck better than Kevin Gravel does. They're all better options. So to me, this is a definite fold.
Yeah. Okay. You win. Fold.
You got to know when to fold them.
That's a soft, that was a very soft hold. They have to replace him, but yeah, I think you're right. They probably got the replacement already in hand.
Alrighty, Bruce. Thanks for talking today.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
And in the meantime, and in between times, this has been another edition of the Cult of Hockey podcast.